this station.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, here with Mike Shepherd of Little Apple Chorus here in studio. We're talking about classical barbershop music. And Mike, I know you wanted to hand it over to Steve real quick, your current president, to talk about a few things, the Barbershop Quartet.
Yeah, Steve McKenzie will be here, and he can talk about our chapter and how we do things and what we're known for. So, Steve, you want to talk about the chapter?
Sure. Thanks, Mike. Our chapter was chartered originally in 1977. We have 62 members currently, and we have a couple of registered quartets with the Barbershop Harmony Society. That's the Charades, which is here this morning, and the Apple Quartet. We have our directors for the chorus is Michael Brown. He's the vocal instructor at Junction City Schools. And Ken Lang is our director emeritus that has been with us for 48 years. And so we wanted to just make sure that you all come and have a chance to see those guys try and keep us straight when we're doing our singing on the stage. So we want to make sure that we thank all of our sponsors that have helped us to get all this stuff done. There's a lot of things that we do throughout the year, and this show is the main means of us getting the revenue that we need in order to try and perform those kind of benefits for the community. We present our annual show and our Christmas show every year, we do about 100 singing Valentines each year, which is a real treat for the quartets to go out and make people's day, and some not so much. But we do that. We typically in the summer we'll sing at churches when their choirs are on vacation. The chorus will go out and we'll go through and sing at about 8 churches in a Sunday morning, and do that a couple of 3 times during the summer, which is a real treat to do as well. We do provide grants for the last several years to school vocal music programs, 16 grants of $500 or $750 to 16 schools in the Manhattan, Junction City, Wamego, Rock Creek, Wakefield, Riley County, Salina, Rossville, Blue Valley, Randolph, and Sabetha, totaling about $11,000. We provided $250 scholarships to 4 K-State vocal music students for a total of $3,500 in the last 5 years. And we're a co-sponsor for a neat thing that we've started doing the last couple of years as a youth festival for middle school students that come in from the area that we've had come in and learn a little bit about barbershop harmony and singing 4-part harmony and a cappella music. And we've done that the last couple of years, about 100 students each time that we do, and do that about every year now. So
we're here with the Little Apple Chorus. You just heard Steve McKenzie speaking. He's the president of Little Apple Chorus. I got Mike Shepherd on my side of the glass, got the rest of the quartet on with the Charades on the other side, and just probably about 3 or 4 minutes we'll hear them again. And Steve, I want to ask you a little bit about your involvement and what got you involved in the Little Apple Chorus.
I was invited to go by Don Leach, who's a member of the chorus that goes to my church. I've sang in the church choir for years and years, and had gone to a barbershop show years ago in Emporia when my dad took me to one of those years ago, and I can still remember that. Remember that was a neat experience, and Don invited me to come to that, and came and kind of got bit by the bug, so here I am. And then, you know, when you do that, then you end up on a weak moment someday that somebody will ask you, would you like to be this and do this? And you say, well, yes, I can do that. And then you find out the next thing you know that you're the president of the chorus. So
before long, it just snowballs, doesn't
it?
Yeah. You know, and one thing about barbershop quartets, and Steve, Mike, either of you could maybe help me with this. Looking at it historically, was it really an occurrence back in old barbershops where you would have quartets actually kind of singing at the quartet, or is this just kind of more of a myth sort of thing that just kind of turned into this? So what is kind of the history behind barbershop quartets?
Oh, well, Mike probably knows more about that than I do. But back in the early 30s is kind of when some of this stuff all came together. Originally, they had guys that got together and just kind of liked to sing and developed this four-part harmony style. And in Kansas City and Tulsa are two of the places that first really formally organized and turned into the Barbershop Harmony Society. The music kind of comes out of the Negro era back in Black history and African American folks in their music that they had, and that had developed into the barbershop style. And now we have an international organization that has 23,000 members across the world.
So, Mike, does that check out?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's nailed it, Steve.
It's really interesting. When we first started out, the name of our organization was called SPEBSQA, SPBSQSA. That stood for the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America, Incorporated. Well, that got very difficult for everybody to understand, so just within the last few years, we did change it to the Barbershop Harmony Society.
And do want to remind folks that they do have an upcoming show. Again, that's Sunday at Forum Hall in the K-State Student Union. Two shows, 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Doors open 30 minutes prior to the start of each show. Tickets are $15, but we do have some tickets with us that you generously brought. We
we're going to give away right now.
Okay.
We're going to give away. What we're going to do here, Brady, and I'm going to let you talk to Mike while we do this.
Sure.
I'm going to take the first three callers at 537-1350, 785-537-1350. And I've got tickets here, and this is for the Sunday night show at 7 o'clock. So the first three callers will each get a pair of tickets to the show.
There you go.
And they're what, like $15 a piece or something like that?
$15 a piece.
That's a great date night.
Yeah.
A free date night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that was kind of you guys to do that.
Yep, and there goes the phone.
So the first
right
three
now.
Callers, I got to go. See you.
All right. Brady Bowman here with Mike Shepherd of Little Apple Chorus. We also got the Charades on the other side of the glass here. In probably about a couple minutes, we'll hear another song before you guys venture out of the studios this morning. Mike, and I want to retouch on one thing you mentioned in that first segment about a very valued member of the chorus that left us earlier this year. And I'm sure that it's going to be just a year-long sort of dedication of shows to Don Thompson.
Don Thompson was a very important part of our chapter. The things that he did throughout his entire career was next to none. He was the chapter that came to it. He worked an awful lot with the music team and did all the selections, and he is very much missed within our chapter.
Leaders are always so hard to replace.
True.
And not just a leader in probably organization, but I'm sure a leader in character as well.
Absolutely. Don, I think just about everybody in town knew Don and what he did and the type of person he was, and he was just a phenomenal individual.
All right, again, I want to remind folks, upcoming show, June 3rd at Forum Hall in the K-State Student Union with the Little Apple Chorus. And do also want to remind folks that they do have weekly meetings Thursday, every Thursday at 7 o'clock at the Harris Activity Center. That's at 530 Points Avenue here in Manhattan. They are also on Facebook as the Little Apple Barbershop Chorus. So be sure to check that out if you want some more information. Dave, are we ready for that farewell song for him today?
Yeah, just a second here. I'm trying
this
to figure out how to do this. I was going to do this Facebook Live thing here. So
okay.
So start live video here. Let me. Okay, we're going to.
What song do we got here, Mike?
Hi, you're on K-Man, guys. Switching right. The camera over.
I believe it's in my.
We got
room.
The Charades here. Going to sing in 3, 2, and 1.
Ooh, there's a in my room, in my room, in my room. In this world I lock out all my worries and my cares, in my room. And pray.
Do my crying and my sighing
laugh at yesterday? Now it's dark and I'm alone, but I won't be afraid in my room.
Fantastic. I knew that one.
Did you know that one? Yeah. That's an old favorite.
Wow. Thanks so much for coming in, Mike Shepherd, Little Apple Chorus. Any final thoughts?
Thank you very much for having us, and we hope everyone can join us June 3rd at Forum Hall. That's in the K-State Union at either 3 or 7 o'clock. Tickets are available at the door.
Very good. That's Mike Shepherd, the Little Apple Chorus. You just heard the charades featuring Steve McKenzie, Leonard Purvis, Tom Fish, and Ken Garwick. Sounded amazing. Thanks so much for coming in. More In Focus coming up.
By the way, with the Facebook Live, we wanted to get a big hi from a big fan of yours, Kathy Dawes, waving at you,
saying, Kathy,
hey, thanks. So that was fun.
That was very great.
Gentlemen, good job. Have a great show Sunday.
Thank you.
All right. It's 9:31 at KMAN. More In Focus on the way.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get ESB Financial's free app, Card Valet. With Card Valet, you have the power to turn your card on and off.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions, you need to try Nox.